This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The trial of Saddam Hussein went forward today with some notable absences. The former Iraqi dictator, four of his fellow defendants, and the defense team were not in court. Sunday's session was chaotic. A lawyer and a defendant were ejected from the courtroom, and that prompted a walkout. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has the story from Baghdad.
By not showing up in court today, the defense team, along with their clients, have made it clear that their strategy is to discredit the U.S.-sponsored court and disrupt the proceedings. From Amman, one of the defense lawyers said that they will stay away until the new judge, Raf Abdulrahman, is removed. Abdulrahman is from Halabja, where 5,000 Kurds were gassed, allegedly on the orders of the former dictator. Some of his relatives were among the dead. The defense accused him of having a personal vendetta against Saddam. But the chief judge said that the defense would be represented by lawyers appointed by the court, and the trial would proceed as planned. He says, because those accused carried out some kind of a rebellion in refusing to attend with their disobedience and their refusal to enter the court hall, the court has decided to resume the trial anyway with the three other accused that are in this hall and to consider those absent as present, he said. Saddam and his co-defendants are on trial for the massacre of more than 140 people in the town of Dujail after an assassination attempt on the Iraqi leader. Five people were brought in to testify today. All remained behind a beige curtain to protect their identities. Without the presence of the main defendants and their obstreperous counsel, there were no interruptions to overshadow the witnesses' often harrowing accounts, which directly implicated two of the main defendants. One of the first witnesses said that Saddam's half-brother, Barzan al-Tikriti, directly tortured her, kicking her three times in the chest after she'd been stripped naked, hung upside down, and electrocuted on his orders. The last witness testified against the former vice president, Taha Yassin Ramadan. Neither of the defendants was in court. The male witness was a guard in Dujail at the army headquarters at the time of the events. He said that Ramadan was receiving his orders directly from Saddam, and he oversaw some of the killings in the town. The trial is expected to continue tomorrow without the defense team and the main defendants. Again, Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.